Hello and welcome to Artists Soar. This is a podcast for artists by three artists. We discuss all aspects of being artists, the good, the bad, and the ugly. The goal of each podcast is to provide solutions so artists can focus on their creativity and soar above. I'm Rachel Harshenko.
Jules McCullough.
Stephanie Weaver.
Be an encourager. The world has enough critics. So in today's episode, we're going to talk about supporting each other. Do you have family support? And does the support of your family, does it help? Or do you have a network of people? So I guess what we're asking is, how important is community? So what are you guys working on? Stephanie, what are you doing?
So I mentioned a while ago that I started the Shopify shop and I finally got it live.
Oh, good. Exciting.
Yeah. So you can go check it out on my website, stephanieweaverartist.com. And there's like a little artist gifts and apparel. You can check that out. And then the really cool thing that I don't think I realized when I first integrated Shopify was that it works with Google and it sends stuff over to Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so nice. Yeah, it integrates with all those. And I was just like, wow, this is phenomenal. I had no idea.
Yeah.
So I'm really excited about that. I know how excited I am, but I'm trying not to breathe heavy. So I talk fast. So, but yeah, I'm super excited about that.
So what are you working on, Julie?
So I am working on printing some sea life. I was trying to think what it is I'm printing. Printing some sea life to put up at the studio because I'm the featured artist there this month.
Woo-hoo.
Or this coming month. And I bought some frames when we stopped at IKEA the other day, and I want to print some stuff up to have in my featured artist show.
Oh, that'll be fun. So yeah. That'll be the studio at Low Mill.
Yes.
Studio 120.
That's right.
Do you have a date? Like, when's the...
Friday? This Friday?
I will start putting stuff up on Wednesday.
Okay, cool. Okay.
Yeah.
So she'll be up at the... from like the 20th on?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Through
very
the month
good.
Of August. Yeah.
Awesome. That's exciting.
Gotta so watch the gram.
Yeah. Watch Instagram.
Well, we also are going to start a new segment for our little podcast. We're going to like supporting creativity, you know, creators. So we wanted to give you guys someone to be watching.
Mm-hmm.
As she is growing and putting her artwork up, because we love her. We think she's amazing. And it's Elizabeth, and it's LZBTH Creative and .com. That's her website. So it's L as in Laura, Z as in Zebra, B as in Beth, T as in Tom, H as hello.
Henry?
Yeah. I don't know the alphabet like that. Creative.com. LZBTHcreative.com.
And we'll leave a link in the show notes.
Yeah, we'll put the link.
Her website and Instagram.
And she has a really nice Instagram. She's doing...
Oh my gosh, yeah.
Yeah, she's
very
doing beautiful
nice.
Work.
You ought to check out her Pinterest too, because like she's been working on her Pinterest to get it all branded.
Oh,
really nice. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. And she's on LinkedIn. I've seen a lot of her stuff on LinkedIn. She's doing really phenomenally well. Yeah. On social media.
So. Yeah.
Okay.
So be sure to check out Elizabeth, because it's her work. She's a watercolor artist. She's inspired by nature. And it's just amazing all the things that she's doing with not only her artwork, but she's focused primarily on prints and products. So like she's not worried about selling her originals, which I find very unique in mm-hmm. her approach to this. Be sure to check her out.
Okay.
So back to our topic for this episode. Do you guys have family support? And does that family support help you?
I do, but every now and then it doesn't feel that way.
Agree. Ooh. That's what I was going to say to you, is I do, but I don't always feel that way.
Yeah.
What, like, how do you not feel their support?
Sometimes the words, like sometimes it'll come out where it'll say like your hobby, and I'm sorry, but I'm busting my butt at this, and it's not a hobby is something where maybe you do it to recover a cost. I'm trying to get this to a point where you know, it can fund like Tyler's car or Emily's car, you know, that we have an additional income that can replace what I used to make and when I worked for large companies. And so whenever that term comes up that says hobby, it really aggravates me. It makes me depressed for like days of feeling unworthy.
Yeah. Agree. Sorry,
we're having some technology going on. Sorry about that.
My phone and my computer are both going off. I feel you there. I feel the same way frequently. Like I've got the support, mm-hmm. but it doesn't always feel like I've got the support.
Yeah. Like if you look at what's kind of going on in our lives, back when I worked, my job came first.
Yes.
Because I was the primary breadwinner. You know, Ben did earn money, but I made more. And so now it doesn't even matter if I have like a meeting because it's still qualified as less than.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yep. Exactly. I'm the one that has to make the adjustments to the schedule and move stuff around because I don't go into a real office.
Right.
Because I don't have a real job.
Right. And she's doing air quotes when she's
I'm getting air quotes. I mean, and I know that it's not
a real job.
And J-O-B. I know it's not meant that way.
Right.
But it comes across that way.
It's kind of like
this. I got to tell you, I think it is meant that way.
Sometimes, I think it's the male-female dynamic to some degree.
Well, that's rain.
It sure is, which we need. But do you feel like your children see the support or give you support, or do they see or feel like you're not that supported?
I don't think they see it. I honestly don't, because, you know, these are often conversations just between Ben and I, and and they're typically, you know, just off doing their own thing. And so I don't think they see it. They see me working really hard. And
yeah, I think they see a mix for me. Interesting, you know, a while back, it was John looked at this as an anniversary of he met the milestone of his dad's age when his dad passed away, and it really hit him hard. So I asked each one of the kids, I think Stephanie, you gave me the idea to write or to tell him something that was important to them about him. And each one of them used the term that you work so hard for our family. And I kind of took it as a little bit personal there, like, well, I am trying to, you know, like, you know, and I don't think that it's that they don't see it. I think they actually pick up on more than we think. Mm-hmm. I just think it's they have a lack of understanding and knowledge and experience to understand what they're seeing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, but yeah, I mean, I don't think that it's that they don't want to support us. I think it's they don't, because we're not going into an office and we don't have a direct boss. They don't necessarily see it as a real job, air quotes again.
They see us as painting.
Right. Mm-hmm. And that's a hobby because, you know, the most of the world sees that as a hobby.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, and I don't think it would be much different if I had my own, you know, boutique or shop. I think they still see it that way.
I called him out when he said that the last time.
Uh-huh. About it being a hobby.
Yeah. And I wasn't mean about it or anything, but he's been very cognizant of how he talks about my business lately. And I've noticed it where he's like, you do more. And he'll actually told me this last night. He said, you do more than you think you do. Because I was talking about when I got a space at Blue Mill, I'm planning on going there from Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. And he's like, well, I feel like I'll never see you again. And I said, no, it's from like 11 to 6. And I was like, in the end, it's going to make you appreciate me more. And maybe you'll actually take me out on a date instead of playing tennis all the time with me, which I enjoy. But there's certainly, there's a point, you know?
Right.
You want to do other things.
Yeah.
And I think that's kind of also what it boils down to is, you know, it's a little bit respect what I'm doing and appreciate that I'm trying to do something that is not normal. It's not right. part of the norm. And that takes bravery, it takes courage, and it takes a lot of hard work.
That's a very good point, because it's not part of the norm. Mm-hmm. And I think from some degree, it's gotten worse perspective since COVID and all this work at home than mm-hmm. it was pre-COVID.
Oh, maybe you, yeah.
Yeah.
Why do you think that?
Well, because, you know, like in John's case, he's working at home. He's in his office. He's at work. He's on meetings. He's on calls. You know, he does lots of calls and stuff.
And you're like painting or drawing. Right.
And I, you know, and I'm in my office.
And I see you do that.
Right. Yeah. And I have a call now and then, but I don't have back-to-back calls or, you know,
yeah,
that sort of thing. And I think that, too, provided a different perspective.
That's interesting. Yeah.
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 So how important is having not just your family, but let's take it to the next step. What if you don't have support of your family, or you're out on your own, no family, and you got to make it work. You got to work and then do your artwork. Mm-hmm. So how important is a community of support?
I think that is of utmost importance. Like,
yeah,
out of everything, that's the most important thing you need, is a community of support. Somebody that you can pick up the phone and you can just break down to, somebody you can pick up the phone and just say, you know, I'm struggling today. I need help. Or, hey, what do you think of this idea? Do you think this is going to work or not? You need one, two, three, however many people to be able to call if the first person doesn't answer. Mm-hmm. And ask those questions to somebody that is like your quote unquote work best friend. So it's almost like you work in the same office, you know, and understand, you know, I always, when I worked in an office, I always had that friend I could call and say, oh, yeah, so-and-so is just frustrating the heck out of me today, yeah. You know, and right. they know and understand what yeah. that means.
I think that's an important reason why you have your community. And yeah. I'm pointing to Stephanie. She has a great community online.
Yeah. And that's one of the things that, one of the reasons I started it. But I mean, if you think about, like, even there's running groups.
Yes.
You have a running group so they can support and hold each other accountable. But then they also talk about what's their favorite running shoe. And,
right.
you know hey. What socks do you wear to, yeah. to whisk the sweat away? Yeah, but those are little things that your family, who in this case is not running, would not know.
Exactly.
So you have to have that sort of community. And I gave the running example, but even in art, because, mm-hmm. you know, how many other people, like, I geeked out one time talking to my husband about rosemary paintbrushes. Love these paintbrushes. Yeah.
I geeked out one night too, because I got a few. Yeah.
Yeah. And then he was like, so this is like me having a conversation with you about a fishing lure. You know, I can geek out over these fishing lures, but you don't care.
right.
Yeah. And so, but I can call Rachel and geek out about the paintbrushes or my paint group, and we're all in it because we understand.
Yes.
So yeah, community, you've got to find the community that can support you and understand what you're talking about.
Right. But to go with that, you have to be willing to be vulnerable.
Yeah, that's true.
And understand that you don't know everything you don't know.
Yeah.
And so it's really important to open up, and not that person you're opening up to or that community is going to know exactly the answer, because maybe they're just, you know, they haven't been there on that particular thing, but it's somebody else to talk to that understands the art world.
Right. Let's say we have what we call the Pod Sisters.
Yes.
So it's a group of podcast women who, and we get together because this is a different experience too.
Yes.
And, you know, my mm-hmm. husband's not going to understand.
No, mine doesn't either.
He supports it. He thinks right. it's a great idea. But, you know, we meet with them, like we've given each other homework that we're supposed to have done by the next time we meet so we can build our podcasts.
Yeah.
Had we not had that, we wouldn't be pushing ourselves.
Right. Exactly.
Or even probably even had the idea, honestly.
Yeah.
So, well, I was going to say a lot of, so it's easy to reach out to, like, say your community, Stephanie, mm-hmm. or we can create one, but you can create one as well.
Yeah.
But like, do you feel like in-person community is sort of building back up now post COVID? Because I know like at mm-hmm. Low Mill, mm-hmm. it's not necessarily the whole mill, but like the artists that are around the studio, you seem to connect with more and talk with.
Well, and more artists are coming into their studios and such. But I, you know, I like your point, Rachel, about building your own if mm-hmm. there isn't one that you're part of, because mm-hmm. that's really what we did.
Yeah.
That's exactly what we did.
Yeah. I mean, that's, you know, Rachel and I knew each other and then I met Stephanie. Mm-hmm. And from there, I mean, we've pretty much been mm-hmm. inseparable.
Right.
But it is, you know, and the first couple people that you might meet and try to build that with may not be the right fit.
Yeah.
That's an important thing, too.
And that's happened, too.
Yeah.
Well, there's an ebb and a flow, even with people you're trying to build things with, because they'll be at a different place in their life.
Yeah.
Right.
Because we had someone that was in and then like her parents were elderly and
mm-hmm.
Sort of kind of naturally
her priorities shifted.
Yes.
Right. Yeah.
Which is fine.
Yeah. It's expected.
Yeah. Yep. Expected. But that, with that being said, I think don't give up. Like if mm-hmm. someone comes in and then leaves, don't worry about that. Keep trying to find your community.
Right.
And the first thing that you really kind of need to do is voice it.
Yes.
Voice it. I need somebody who understands X, Y, and Z.
Right.
And mm-hmm. when you voice it, and if you just say it to yourself, that is going to reside within you. So in the next opportunity that you get presented with somebody like that, it's going to be, yes. You're the person I need to come to. You're the universe sent you to me.
Yeah.
Because I need you.
Well,
can you help me?
Exactly.
A quick and easy way, even if say you can't get out or you're really busy at work, because I mean, some people are just swamped at work.
Mm-hmm.
You can find a quick group on Facebook.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah.
That's true too.
And it can be very specific. You can have artists who does just pets, artists who only do paint turtles, artists who only paint rocks. I mean, like, you can be very specific and you'll find a group on Facebook somehow.
Okay. Yeah.
You know?
Definitely.
I only use blue paint. I don't know, but it'll be there. Don't you feel like? I
mean,
at least reach out to that group, see what they're doing.
Yeah.
Right.
You might find someone that you click with. You might find someone in your area or mm-hmm. who's willing to reach out to you and like start something from there.
Yeah. There used to be like meetups.com or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And or even like your local art league and things like that. But
local art league, local museum, art museum would be a good place.
Yeah. But the bottom line is you have to be the one that instigates it.
Yes.
You know, you can stay in your house and nobody's going to come to your door and say, hey, are you looking for?
Right.
If they
you've got to be on the lookout for it.
Yeah. Do you need encouragement and support? Because I'm right here.
That's not going to happen.
No, that's not going to happen at all.
The door-to-door salesman is not coming knocking.
But you just got to voice it.
Agree.
Sorry, I'm all tangled up over here making noise. I apologize. So what if you don't have any of that?
What if you don't?
And what if you are in, what if one of our listeners is working 50 hours a week? They're painting when they can.
Mm-hmm.
They're sleeping maybe 5 hours a night. They're stressed. They're whatever. They can't get their shop going. No one's going to their Etsy account. What is some advice we can give them? I mean, I think we just mentioned it. At least reach out on Facebook. Find a group of encouragement.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what's something else you think?
Well, this is going to sound kind of mean, maybe. I don't know. But kind of reevaluate your priority.
Yeah. That's what I was thinking, too. Because if you're working that much and you're barely sleeping, then, you know, something's got to give somewhere. There's, you can't add more hours to the day.
Yeah. Your health is going to start giving if you don't start taking the time for yourself. So,
but you know, I mean, because like right now, I know like my husband, he's working 50 hours and he has to call it and go, okay, I'm done.
Yeah.
I can't work anymore.
Right.
But a lot of people may not be able to, like, they're working double shifts or.
Yeah.
Especially in today's economy.
Or they're a nurse or they're a doctor or whatever, and they're just overwhelmed. They love their painting and they're painting or they're doing their pottery.
Okay.
But they can't get it up and off the ground.
I would say recognize this is just a season.
Yep.
You've got lots of seasons in your life. This is just a little bit of a rough patch. You know, find somebody to talk with, even if it's just 20 minutes over lunch.
Right.
You know, everybody's got to eat. It could just be even a text, phone call, Zoom. Zoom is fabulous. And just, you know, find that 20.
FaceTime.
Yeah. Find that 20 minutes to yourself and, you know, recognize it's going to get better.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's the best thing, because I mean, something has to give, and you just have to admit, this is where I am today, and put a plan together. Mm-hmm. Say, this is how I'm going to approach this. This is going to be on the back burner for a little bit, but I'm going to pick it back up. And when I pick it back up, this is my plan to put into place.
So maybe take those 20 minutes and figure out what to do when the season does open up.
Right. Exactly.
That's a good idea, too.
You're going to get sick and tired of being sick and tired.
Yep. Very quickly.
And really, you'll be surprised at how much you can get done in 20 minutes.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah.
And you may have to rethink, like, how are you getting stuff done? What am I doing that I'm not very productive at this? Am I scrolling on the computer? Am I looking at my phone?
Do I really need to be the one mowing my yard?
Right. You know? You're right. Exactly.
Right.
You know,
can I have somebody else, you know, fold the laundry? Can I drop off the dry cleaning and have somebody else do it?
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know.
I like that idea.
If I stop scrolling on TikTok for 10 minutes, can I, you know, put some research into how to market my art better? Or, you know, maybe I can put my own social media together in that 10 minutes instead of scrolling on, you know, whatever it is I'm scrolling on.
Order your groceries and have them delivered. That saves me so much time.
Oh, my God. I'm still doing that.
You both are still doing that.
And I also
would recommend, like you were saying, like meditation or something.
Yes.
Yeah.
Find a good, like, positive meditation, maybe 20 minutes.
Yeah.
It might even just be 10 minutes where it just refocuses you.
Mm-hmm.
Refocuses you. Mm-hmm.
Definitely.
Wow. Don't say that fast. And then maybe when you do get home, you're more focused and you're more able to, like, concentrate on what you want to do.
Yes.
Yeah.
With your artwork.
Exactly.
I guess it was about 3 or 4 years ago. I put together like a time management sheet. It was like a worksheet and one of the quadrants was, what don't I like? And what can, and try and find at that point how to get rid of it.
Yep.
And I remember laundry was one. I'm not a fan of laundry.
Oh, I hate doing laundry.
I don't know anyone that really does.
I let the machines do it, but it's the folding and putting it. Yeah.
Yeah, so. That's the bad part. That's
yeah.
The bad part. I have kids for that.
Yeah, I do too now. It's great.
I don't have kids for that, and it's like a lot less work.
Yes, exactly.
So, oh my gosh.
That's what John and I keep saying. It's like, oh, laundry will be so much better when they're out on their own.
Instead of 12.
Yeah, exactly.
Instead of 12 loads, you have one.
Yeah. Right.
And I'm like, oh my gosh. So nice.
Yeah.
So you guys find you a community out there. Or if your family is supporting you, just accept it for what it is. Even if sometimes it may not be 100% support, but then find the difference for your support in like a community.
Right.
I think that would be the best way to handle things.
Yeah.
All right, guys, let us know how you do it out there, how you find your support, and let us know to hear from you. We'd love it. Until next time.
Thanks for listening to Artists Soar, a
podcast for artists by artists. And if you have any questions, feel free to email us at hello@artistsoar.com.
And be sure to leave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts so that you can get more of us and we can bring in some sponsors to help you and help us.